Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Made of Blood. I'm Karen Miles. I am the host, and I have Jolene Bratson Treadway, who is my dear friend and co-host of this show. We want to welcome everybody to the show this evening. Hi, Jolene. How are you doing?
Hi, Drifting Sun. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Well, thank you for having me on again this evening. It is always a joy to accompany you on the programs. I think this evening will be a very, very good show and a very interesting one.
I agree. I think so, too. Tonight's show, I think we're going to talk about one thing, the zombie apocalypse. I'm kind of amused with that. It's kind of funny. But we're also going to discuss the Doomsday 2000 or May 21st, 2011 in the world prediction.
Right.
Now, I've been doing a lot of research on this man, and I have found quite a bit of stuff that's interesting. For one, his radio station, the lease does not expire for it until 2023. Now, he predicted that the world ends today. Matter of fact, as of right now. And he's got this lease until 2023. So I'm kind of fascinated with that. I'm kind of curious as to why he would extend that lease to that length of time if he knew that the world was going to end at this date.
Like you, I am also wondering what his, more or less, his motives, his calling would be, so to speak. I know that even around here where I live, people are just going about their daily life and enjoying life outside today, as pretty as it is, and not really giving it a lot of thought, I don't think, unless they saw something, you know, actually happen. It seems as if this gentleman made a prediction that all has been basically waiting for, and the only thing that I saw is that a volcano has erupted in Iceland. But other than that, I have not seen any other signs to back his word. I'm the kind of person, I think personally, I'd like to talk to him myself and just ask him what questions I think anyone would ask him. But that's just my nature.
Well, I'm the same way. I'm curious about it. I would like to know how he come to the conclusion that this was the date, because the Bible does not state or there's no indication as to when the end of time is going to be. If you read the Bible and read the scripture in it, you know, there's no numerological anything in there saying, okay, you know, May 21st, 2011 is it.
You're correct.
I'm more worried about the ones that believe this is going to happen. I mean, I have to say that I was frightened by it. Every time someone makes a prediction, it does scare me, you know, because you don't know. I mean, that's the thing, you just don't know. But just millions of people, you know, all over the world are having to deal with this doomsday prediction. Of course, the main area was New Zealand. He said it was going to start there. There was going to be a large major earthquake that was going to come through New Zealand and go across the earth and destroy everything. But I believe New Zealand had Saturday, yesterday, and there was no earthquake.
How large was the earthquake?
There wasn't.
Oh, there wasn't.
No, there's not been an earthquake.
No.
and his radio station has fallen silent. You know, he's not made, as far as I know, he's not made any comments. I did find something, whether or not, unless I'm kind of confusing with it, but that he had canceled Doomsday. And I'm not sure whether he actually made that statement or not, but if he did, then it kind of contradicts his whole gathering of information.
And who was he to turn it off and turn it on like a light bulb? That would be the one thing I would propose to him. Who gave him the power to do so? I believe that all of us believe in a God or the Creator or the mystery of that moves all things on this earth, and he seems to think that he has the power to turn it off and turn it on any time that he wants to, and for that I would proclaim him ignorant, but nevertheless we shall see in the coming days. If the man cannot speak up in public, and I saw one interview where he didn't even look at the camera, that was very interesting, that he did not look at it at all. His back was turned so that the camera could not face his face.
I think that alone says quite a bit. Now, he had made predictions before. He made a prediction in 1994 that the world was going to end, and we passed that date, you know, minus his prediction. I don't remember that one because it's been so long, but I do remember the one in 2000, and I believe, I don't think it was him that made the 2000 prediction, but that was very, very frightening. So,
right. I agree with you. I don't remember that. I'm with you on that. I don't remember the 1994 one either.
Mm-mm.
And I remember what I was doing in 1994. I was raising my son. He was going into kindergarten, but I don't remember that man. And I don't remember ever having anything as my son was growing up, you know, that we had to fear.
Right.
It was a very peaceful, very nice time at that time.
Exactly. Now, I had listened to a pastor that he's got a web show, and I can't remember, well, a web page that he goes on and gives a lot of information and talks and everything, but he himself was trying to calm people by telling them, you know, do not worry about this prediction because, you know, it doesn't state when in the Bible. Now, my brother, I spoke with him a few days ago, and he made a point, and I never really thought of it this way until he said it, but he said, what if the end of the world is when that person dies? It doesn't necessarily mean everybody, but it's, and technically it's true, you know, that person's world ends upon their death, but he's saying, what if that's what that means.
Hmm.
Not the end of the world for everybody at one time.
And he has,
that person.
Yeah, he has the point. A very, 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 very good one. Point.
Exactly. When he said that to me, it kind of took me back, and I was like, wow, yeah, I never thought about that. And,
yeah.
But it makes sense. I mean, it would make a lot of sense if that's what it means.
Exactly. He could have, right, it would be, what he would be doing would be predicting his time.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother had a very, very good point there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he never did state what time zones this would occur in. And for us, you know, it would be right now, you know. Because I live on the Eastern Seaboard, and so do you, more or less, us here in the South, and everybody's fine.
Exactly. Now it's a very pretty day, and the sun's out, and it's warm and nice, and you know, it's just it's been as peaceful as it's, you know, all day long. I mean, there's been no change in anything. And, you know, it bothers me when someone takes it upon themselves to make a prediction like that, because it doesn't just affect them. It affects everybody that hears it. And children, that's another thing, children that hear this, you know, so scared, you know, and going to, the, you know, they go to their parents and ask them, you know, Mommy, you know, am I going to be able to grow up? And my question to this man is how do you sleep at night knowing that you put that kind of fear into a lot of people, and it's not just adults that you put that fear into?
That's exactly right. I was in a Dollar General, and the lady said that her child was crying, saying that she wasn't going to be able to grow up, and what had she done to deserve it, that she was very emotionally upset that she had done nothing to God to have to die today, and the mother had to explain to her child that this is a man who stated something that the Bible has not stated, but as long as the mother said she knew that she was good with God, as she put it, and she was in front of me, then she would take care of her child. But as she said, her child was very upset today because she asked, "What have I done to deserve this?" So your point is valid, because I was listening to that, and I turned around and I said to the people that were there, think about it. What man with $1 million to put signs up across the United States would not take that $1 million and put it in a children's hospital and help children with cancer?
And Jolene, hold
on
for 1 minute. I believe we're getting ready to bring Scott on. Hold on just 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Just say hi to me, Karen. Karen, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hey, Karen, guess what? Guess what? I got a couple other callers on the line with me. We're on with Tina out of Florida, and we got Marnie out of Pennsylvania, and we got people from Wales and everybody else listening. And guess what?
We're alive.
No zombies. We're all alive. And hey, it's kind of crazy. We're all alive in Atlanta. They're having rapture parties. That's what First Lady Carter said. No zombies in Virginia, no zombies in Wales, no zombies in Florida, no zombies in Philadelphia. How about you guys? You got zombies?
No zombies here in Kentucky. Jolene, do you have zombies?
No zombies in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, like, big earthquakes or anything like that?
No, sir, no. We had a very quiet, very peaceful day with the animals. The birds were singing. The rabbits were running around. The earth was very much at peace with itself.
And, you know, that's a good thing. So, you know, what do you think? I don't even know who I'm talking to. I'm sorry. Who is this Karen you have on your line? Sounds like a very delightful person.
She is. Her name is Jolene Brightson Treadway. She is a dear friend of mine, and she is also Native American. She is Apache by bloodline and a very great person.
So nice. So, hey.
Thank you. Hi.
That's a shining endorsement, isn't it?
Thank you so much, Karen. That was very nice. Very, very kind words. Karen and I have worked together side by side and with our native culture for quite a few years now, and been a wonderful team, and we have taken care of our people and done it with pride and joy and respect, and here we are today, and we are still doing things as sisters and as like a little team, and this is something that we feel very adamant about today. This subject, I think, will extend around the world for a long time to come.
Yeah, I think it will. But you know, what do you think about people making these bold exact dates and stuff like that. Do you think that somebody like that, in some ways, do you think there should be something criminal if harm happens to people as a result of something like this? Because what if people? My big concern about something like this is, what if people commit mass suicide because they think that something bad is going to happen? Do you think the person that makes a prediction should be liable for any of that?
Yes.
Definitely.
Karen?
They
yes?
definitely need to be liable about that because, you know, I mean, we were discussing earlier before you gave us a call about it. You know, there's kids out there that don't understand what's going on, and the thought of the world ending, you know, I could only imagine their fear. And I know how I felt the night before. You know, yesterday evening I had trouble sleeping because, you know, it was like, okay, you know, is this going to happen? Was he being, you know, is he right? But then you go back to, okay, well, you know, this is just a man making a prediction. That's it. So you kind of have to go back and forth between. But he needs to be held accountable for this because that's what I'm afraid of, that there's going to be mass suicide because of what he said. And it's happened before.
I mean, sure, you look at Heaven's Gate cult. You look at... You look at Jonestown; they all drank the Kool-Aid down there. So hey, if you're part of the family church and you're outside your vans and you're wondering, okay, 16 minutes and 25 seconds have passed and we are still here, and somebody's passing out Kool-Aid, don't drink the Kool-Aid, guys. That's my advice to them.
Right, right, but you know,
definitely don't drink the Kool-Aid.
It was. Like I was telling Karen before, you know, when we just started, about the lady's little girl who was crying today because she asked her mother why she had to die, and that was a lady that was in Dollar General that I had ran in real quick before I came back home, and I spoke up and I said, think about it, what man would spend $1 million on billboards and not give it to a children's hospital and donate it as a gift to a children's hospital? Think about what kind of man that is that would spend $1 million to put people in a panic. Another lady spoke up, and she said, as long as you're good with the Creator or God, don't worry about it. You know, we'll see what happens. But you know, this other lady had children, and they were emotionally upset last night. My own son is 22 years old, and he said, "Well, I'm used to not sleeping. I'm going to sit up tonight." And so, see, it even affected, you know, someone that was 22. I myself laid down, and I said, "What will be, will be."
You know what? I drove to West Virginia last night, got in about 3:45 in the morning. I was just really tired. But, hey, you know, the one thing I did get before the end of the world, and I made sure that I had it, was DiCarlo's Pizza from Glendale. If you guys ever get up around Glendale, come to Moundsville Penitentiary or something, you got to go there. It's awesome. And I had my Diet Pepsi on ice, and I figured I'm going to go out happy. But, hey, you know, here's the thing. So far, the end-of-the-world predictions have been 100% wrong. So the odds of it being, I mean, the odds of somebody predicting the day, the time, the date and the exact time of the end of the world is astronomical amount of zeros, like bigger than the national deficit times 20. And for someone to take him serious, I think, you know, I think it's silly because it's just – kind of crazy because, I mean, seriously, I mean, and I think, in my own opinion, I think that in 1994, a lot of people didn't know about it because we didn't have the media we have now. I mean, if somebody, you know, if the Brezhnev, one of them, would fall down in 1994, nobody knew about it for a week. If, you know, if Barack Obama trips walking out of the White House, it's all over the papers within seconds of it happening.
Right.
So we have this huge media blitz now all over the world. And I think what it is, they're like, well, you have earthquakes, you have this and that. We always had earthquakes. We always had tidal waves. We always had this. But we just didn't know about it because certain things had to go into, you know, into the newspapers. And they were looking like, who cares if a million fish died in a thing? It's not a big deal. Now it becomes a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Bill that said that no man will know?
Yeah. Said that no man will know, not even the sun. whole thing was that hey, this is going to be like, if this guy's right, when he gets to heaven or wherever he gets to, Jesus is going to be sitting there with probably pretty pissed because he didn't even know it was going to happen, and this guy figured it out.
Right.
So it kind of sounds funny, but if Jesus didn't even know what was going to happen and this guy figured it out, he's got to be a little, you know, ticked off, I would think. And that's a guy you don't want mad at you.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, there's something that I want to stress here about this man. I did a little bit of research, and his organization, and if I'm not mistaken, is a nonprofit organization, received $80 million in contributions between 2005 and 2009. Now,
I would start a nonprofit.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I would think that he would take that money. Excuse me?
$80 million. Wow. That's a lot of money.
$80 million?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Now, what I want to know is, since he's a minister, what is he doing? I mean, is he giving this money to some of the charities? Is he helping people that need help with it? Or is he just sitting on it? I mean, that is a good question. You got a man that is 89 years old. He was a civil engineer at one point in his lifetime. And he sits back on the radio, and he talks to these people, and he brings people in that listen to him and believe him, but yet he's taking their money. Just beyond
me. He was still accepting credit cards. He was still accepting credit card donations yesterday, and probably today too. We got some comments in my chat room. It says, Rhonda put a thing in, it's kind of disturbing. My daughter told me today about a woman who killed her children so they would not have to suffer the end of the world, yet
right.
did not kill herself.
Right. That was
that
on the news
sick.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
God. And then Lady Carter said, I thought cocaine was a hell of a drug. Now it's delusional. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, should this pastor be responsible for that, for the deaths of those children?
Yes.
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 I think
they should file.
I think they should file a charge against him for
mm-hmm.
the death of those kids.
For murder.
Because he caused it by persuasion of word, or technically with, you know, the world's going to end, everybody's going to die.
He should probably get off insane.
Exactly. So, I mean, he's, I don't know. I don't know where he gets his thinking. You know, like I said, I know how I felt about it. It was very, you know, just a thought. For me, an adult, you know, you worry about it. It kind of sits there at the back of your mind with, okay, can it happen? Is it going to happen? You know, is he right? And they need to do something about him. I mean, these people, there's going to be more. I'm sure there'll be more.
You can
not just that woman with her kids. There'll be others. We'll hear about it.
Just want to let you guys know, my scout went out zombie hunting now. Larry just got back. Larry, any zombies running around town? No zombies yet. He checked the cemetery. There is no zombies rising. We figured we'd have to. It's been 23 minutes and 27 seconds since the rapture has started. And, hey, Tina, is everybody still there?
I am.
Yes,
Tina?
I am.
Is everybody still there?
Yes.
Yep.
Karen?
Yes, so everybody is still here. That's good. Okay, everybody's still here. We haven't been raptured.
Yeah.
Either we're really bad people, and I don't think I've been that awful bad. But the zombies have not risen. I sent Larry out. He's a scout. He went out with a gun and went in a Jeep and went zombie hunting and came back with a really sad look on his face. He didn't get to shoot anything.
Oh,
now,
wow.
You know, I think that maybe we could, like, I don't know, file a class action suit for all of us that wanted to kill zombies against this guy. Because, I mean, we've got a lot of ammunition here, and we're thinking, hey, we could shoot a lot of zombies. What about all the people that went out and bought, like, a bunch of ammo that can't return it to Walmart tomorrow because, you know, it's rapture ammo. You know, rapture's over, so's that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, don't you find it kind of odd that all this... Right, they did all this, but... roughly around the same time. Now, there is something else that I want to throw out there, and I seen this the other day. There is a man and a woman in Australia that claim to be Jesus and Mary Magdalene.
Awesome. I got to get them on the show. That's the kind of... though. I wonder if he's ticked off that this guy claims that he knows, you like, when the end is. Because I'm sure here comes the next thing, because supposedly this is the beginning of the end. Big earthquakes, all kinds of bad things are going to happen. But October 21st is like the entire destruction of the earth 5 months from now. So we got that going for us. So I have to have a show on October 21st.
Well,
the same thing.
Well, you know, that, and that came from the American Indians whose predictions on that came long, 400 years ago. My ancestors, the Zuni, the Hopi, the Navajo, the Apaches, they all predicted this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but they only made one prediction, and that was 2012, when the Aztec calendar would come to an end. That was all they said. They didn't go off and do what this man has done. They made a prediction, which the Zuni people are very ancient seers and very holy men that go back hundreds of years that we honor and respect very deeply. And they only made that one prediction of 2012 and have never changed it, never taken it back, has let it sit because that is what they said, and they say no more. That is the way that my people are. And that alone says more about what may happen in October until December 21st of 2012 than what this man has done today by upsetting children all across the world, children across our country. Even in my own county, when I heard that lady say her children were crying, it broke my heart because I would like to have comforted them and tell them that this man has to be a very mean man and not to listen to such statements, because they wanted to know would they be able to go to school on Monday, you know, things like that. I would have given anything just to give them a hug, you know, and say it's going to be okay, you know, and for them to be crying, you know. So should we press charges? Should he be called a criminal and be hung? Yes. Most definitely. People have murdered their children because of this. This is a terrible thing.
I like
thing.
You. You're great.
Thank
I like you.
You.
You're like blood for blood, baby. Let's do it.
Well,
I mean, that's the way to be. I mean, Karen,
yeah,
you got to hook me up with her information. I got to get her on the show. She sounds like a box of monkeys there.
Thank you. Well, I had a father who grew up in the Apache tradition, also the Lakota Sioux. My mother is Coeur d'Alene, and I grew up in American Indian as Karen did. And, you know, my father was a very tough, very hard-nosed military man, and he taught me he raised me, and you know, from the very beginning, you know, that when things happen, then something will follow that, whether it be good or bad. But something will always happen when something else happens. He always taught me if something is happening on your left hand and you're not watching your right hand, then you're going to miss what's happening on your right hand. And he always told me to keep my eyes on both hands, never watch just one. And therefore, I myself would love to approach this man and speak my mind in maybe a manner that he's never heard before. But nevertheless, as an American Indian, he's on, you know, to me, he's on my land. And I'd like nothing more than to kick him off of it, but for hurting children that
we have 10 seconds. We have 10 seconds. So 5, 4, 3,
we'll
find out. 1.
Thank you,
God. Oh, man, it didn't happen again. Oh, it's driving me insane.
Well, my show just stopped streaming, so.
We're hearing you live, though, because I called you. Ha ha.
Right.
My show's still on because I just disappointed everybody sitting out there that it didn't end at 6:30. Now, officially, I'm a little ticked off that it didn't happen because I, you know, take the effort to do a live show to give this guy the thing. And, hey, it kind of pisses me off a little bit because it didn't end. And so I think we'll give him until 7 o'clock and we'll see how it works. So a lot of things that, you know what, I'm going to get off here, Karen, so you can finish up with your guest, and you guys can call in to my show if you want to. I got about an hour and a half left if the world lasts that long. So hold on a second. Let me get off here. Bye.
Bye. Have a very nice to meet you.
Love Talk Radio. Goodbye.